I have been critical of the so-called Patriot Act because of its power to cripple the freedoms, liberty, and privacy most Americans hold as their birthright. I should also say that I've been struck by the comments of some of my conservative listeners whose responses sometimes have been marked by a high state of agitation and disapproval, which is odd, because I've always thought that conservatism is associated with a suspicion of concentrated government power in relationship to the individual. According to the Oxford Dictionary of the English Language, conservatism is characterized by caution, moderation, and avoidance of extremes, especially in politics and government. Nevertheless, one of my conservative listeners defended the Patriot Act because, in his words, the community has the right to do whatever is necessary to secure itself, inasmuch as individuals cannot do this by themselves. Whatever is necessary? I suppose if you feel this way, you aren't apt to be upset that the Patriot Act lets Big Brother wiretap you without a court order if John Ashcroft or one of his designees alone believe that you're a potential supporter of terrorism. Moreover, if this is your view, you probably aren't alarmed that under the Patriot Act, the government has jailed an American citizen for 17 months without charges and without a lawyer to defend him. Another conservative listener from Medford scoffed at the idea that the government would abuse the Patriot Act. He informed me in no uncertain terms that the government is interested only in terrorist information, that government gumshoes would throw away any other information that came into their possession. Well, it turns out that the Justice Department hasn't thrown out the other stuff after all. The U.S. General Accounting Office just revealed that the government used its anti-terrorism powers against suspects in domestic crimes wholly unrelated to terrorism, and that these powers have included unannounced searches, wiretaps, email monitoring, and other intrusions. Ah, but you say, in each of those cases, the person was a criminal suspect. Yes, but can we forget that suspects happen to include a lot of innocent people, too? Newt Gingrich and I can't. That's right, Newt and me. Political opposites when we serve together in the Congress. But last week, Gingrich said, Congress must act now to rein in the Patriot Act and prevent it from sacrificing respect for the Constitution and the rule of law. Newt Gingrich, the mastermind of the arch-conservative takeover of the U.S. House. The ACLU could not have said it better, nor could I.